Me on the phone now, Eric Schertzing, who is Ingham County Treasurer. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Kind of a different hat, in a way, for you to be wearing this morning at a gathering talking about the Capital Community Bike Share Program. I hadn't heard about it till I saw some postings on it on Facebook, so I wanted to talk to you about your involvement in the program and tell us about what it is.
Well, you know, this really cuts across both my treasury and land bank hats. This is part of our efforts for placemaking, for connecting people to the community. The land bank has been coordinating for the last 6 months. All of the bike enthusiasts, you know, there's all this energy in the community. We're not creating that. We're just bringing it together. And that resulted in this Capital Community Bike Share Planning Committee that hopes to bring bike sharing to the Lansing area next year.
And tell us about what bike sharing is. It's a great concept.
Well, you know, if people are familiar with Zipcar, or maybe even you think about a taxi cab, you're renting or you have a membership that allows you access to a bike for a short time to run an errand, to get a cup of coffee, go to lunch. And we're going to place in strategic locations based on survey responses these bike sharing stations where the community is telling us they would like to have access to this as an additional mode of public transportation.
Well, and what's great about it, as you said, similar to like a Zipcar or something, these would be placed at like locations or stations, as it were, my word, I guess, and folks could hop on it and run an errand and get back quicker than walking, or certainly parking is always a problem. So this is one way to kind of end around that and be efficient for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's healthy. It cuts down on vehicles miles traveled, which is good for the environment. And it's just fun. It's a much more, you know, intimate connection to your community to hop on a bike when it's too far to walk than it is to hop in a car or even hop on the bus. You know, you're exposed to the world and you're enjoying the world when you're riding on a bike.
Well, absolutely. So now today you had kind of a get-together and so folks could kind of try it out. Is that what it was?
Yeah, there's a company across Lake Michigan and Wisconsin, B-Cycle, that came into town, downtown Lansing Square today. They're going to be at the Ann Street Plaza tomorrow in East Lansing from 10 to 1, where people can see the bikes, see the stations. They can take a ride, take the bike around the block on a spin, so they know what the product would be like that they would take a membership out next year or do an hourly rental on.
Well, and that's kind of what I was going to ask you about is how does this work? And you basically just described that there's a membership or an hourly rental.
Yeah, you know, you can rent it by the hour, the day, or you can have a membership, rather, for a day or for a week or for a month or for the year. The most cost-effective is to do it for a year. And if you do that membership, you know, something between $50 and $75 is where that membership would be. You can take the bikes out for 30 to 45 minutes at no cost for the whole year.
Well, has this been tried, or where has this been tried in other places? And it must be getting a good response.
Well, you know, everywhere it's gotten a good response. This is something we've imported from the Europeans. It's been in Europe in a lot of locations for many years. In the States, there are cycling bike share programs in Minneapolis, Seattle, Miami. Washington, D.C. has one that a lot of people might be familiar with from traveling to the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. You know, we think it's time, and Lansing, Michigan, the state capital, is the place to lead the charge on this for the state of Michigan, because there aren't any of these programs up and running in the state of Michigan at the present time.
Well, this would be a good place to start. Is it getting a good reception with businesses and city officials in downtown Lansing?
Oh, you know, absolutely. And we've had hundreds of people stop by the booth today, dozens that took the bikes for a spin. I went around the Capitol, and it was just so nice and convenient to have that option.
Well, when might this be up and running? Is the program already on a track to be at that point up and running?
Well, you know, we're working. Today was about building the community awareness and support. I think support comes with the awareness. The challenge, the next step, is going to be the capital campaign. We need, about $100,000 to put four or five bike stations around town to get this going. I think the commitments, you know, the promises and the conversations we've had with the nonprofit, for-profit, and government community makes it a very realistic thing. Representative Bauer came over this afternoon, for example, and was sharing somebody she knows in the nonprofits that's looking for a project like this that would really set them apart in the community.
Well, I'm sure she got the two of you together.
We will do that soon, yes.
Yeah, Representative Bauer is very good at networking, as you are. I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's, as you said, it's time to come. And I always love, Eric, how you talk about placemaking in the city of Lansing and in the greater Lansing area. Unfortunately, as always, I've run out of time and I'm up against a hard break. Can I give you a call back at another date soon? And we need to talk about the land bank and an auction coming up in July.
Absolutely. Always happy to chat. Have a great evening.
I will do that as well. Thank you, Eric, very much. We've been speaking.